All right, Sister Michael, I'm a Magnigo.
Hi, I just got a phone call from your office to discuss my case for consultation.
Perfect. Can I take your name, please, sir?
It's Alan Sov, S-O-A-V.
Say that again, sorry.
Alan Sov, S-O-A-V-E.
Okay, great. Hello, how are you, sir?
Yes, thank you.
This was my colleague, Alan Sov, who you called yesterday. We're MMA legal, Alan. We're the law firm that you're engaged to chase a claim for you through the Scottish redress system, or what is Scottish redress scheme. So good news so far, Alan, is we've applied for Scottish redress on your behalf. we had through your care settings and your statements, and also the times that you were in these care settings, and they've deemed you worthy enough for an application number. So they've given you an application number, which is great, obviously. It's now my role and my team's role is to then go out and gather the evidence to support your claim.
Give you
as much, you know, the best chance as we possibly can to get you the most out of this process, Alan. Now that's not only me just being writing to, you know, social services of Edinburgh and Aberdeen. It's also trying to get to know you a little bit better, Alan, and try and understand how, you know, the trauma you faced as a child in these care settings, how that has haunted you into your adult life.
Yeah.
With, you know, providing evidence, Alan, like, sort of, you know, being diagnosed with depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of issues with alcohol or substances. And what I'll do, Alan, is I'll write to, you know, GPs, NHS, addiction therapies, rehabilitation centres, psychiatrists, and I'll gather as much information as I can. I'll paint a picture of, you know, Alan, so not just in care, but also because of care.
What does
Alan obviously paint an accurate picture of, you know, the trauma as a child,
towards
you into your adult life, and when Scottish Redress are deliberating on our case, they have to take that into consideration, Alan, and not only their recognition of wrongdoing, but also in their offer of financial compensation.
Yeah.
So I will be asking you some questions, Alan, some tough questions, but if you have 10 minutes, just have a quick chat with me about it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Alan, just letting all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. I'm sorry for asking you these questions, Alan. I do apologise. I'm obviously happy with talking, but I'm sad with the reason why. Have you ever been diagnosed with any mental health problems, Alan, i.e. depression, anxiety, any PTSD?
No.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever had any issues with alcohol or any substance abuse issues on?
Yeah, alcohol in the past, I've stopped that. Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been off the alcohol?
Probably 10 years now.
How long? Did you seek any medical attention for the alcohol addiction?
No.
Okay. Good. So, no addiction to any hard substances, heroin?
No. Okay. No.
Last one, Alan, and the tough one. So again, I am sorry. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Alan?
No.
Okay. Okay, so what I'll do, Alan, is I'll write to social services up in Aberdeen and social services in Edinburgh for the two care settings that we've got. When I get information back, Alan, from your Fire and Care, do you want me to share that with you?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'm sure it's your evidence there.
Yeah.
I'm glad I can share it with you. Okay. So what we'll do, Alan, is when we get your information back from your Fire and Care, and we'll go through it together, you and I, I'll send you copies of absolutely everything that I get. So we'll go through that together. We'll go through all of your statements from your time in care. And then we'll also do what's called a personal statement, Alan, on, you know, in your words on how, you know, care has obviously affected you into your adult life. What we'll then do, Alan, is then we'll submit everything you have to the Scottish Fever as part of our final submission. Like I said earlier, they've recognised you as a client, they've recognised us as your law firm, they've given you worthy enough for an application number. But we've told them we're going to go out and gather as much evidence as we can. What then happens, Alan, is after final submission, we then get a wait, what's called a care panel date. So a panel of individuals inside the Scottish Fever will judge and adjudicate our case. It's behind closed doors panel, Alan, so there's no need for you or I to attend. What we do is we await a offer of recognition, in the form of an apology, and also an offer of financial compensation. Is that okay, sir?
Yeah, that's great,
Okay, perfect. Just so you know, Alan, these local authorities, should we say, aren't the quickest in getting us the information back. Even though we are a law firm, even though we do threaten them with legal action, vulnerable clients, it could take you anywhere up to 10 months just to get your care information back. Rest assured, it's obviously in our best interest as well, and I know we're no fee that we get it back as quickly as possible. That's it. That's my role for the next 6, 8, 10 months. Representing you, Alan. Do you have any questions for me on that?
No, that's fine.
Perfect. As I just briefly mentioned earlier, Alan, you've deemed, because your footings, if you like, your starting life through the care system, you're actually deemed as a vulnerable client. And because of that, we have to make sure that you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there available for you before we start work on your case. I just need to go back a step with you, Alan. I do need to run through it with you on this recorded call for our compliance team as well. So one of our customer care teams will need to run through this with you, but I have to do it with you on this call, and then I'll go off from there and start fighting the fight for you. Just to let you know, Alan, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the help or the use of a law firm to do so. That would obviously entail, if you wish to, is getting your own evidence and creating and submitting your own case. But that is an option for you. Option two, Alan, is there are other law firms in England and Scotland that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress, and they won't charge you any fees. Now, the reason that they don't charge fees, Alan, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case. Now, as a fellow law firm, we can't discuss, you know, what those law firms would do, or probably more importantly, Alan, what they won't do for you. All we can tell you is that we as a law firm, we don't participate in that scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, and we certainly and definitely don't want to be owing anything to them either. What we do, Alan, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, where if you get paid, we get paid. If you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a business and as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we can to give you the best possible chance to get the most out of this process. It's a fancy way of saying the more you earn, the more we earn, Alan. Our fees are capped at 16% plus VAT. What that means is no matter how much time, effort and work goes into your case, Alan, you'll never pay us more than 16% plus VAT. The VAT on top of 16% nets you out at 19.3% in total fees.
Yeah.
So you'll never pay us more than that. The average claim value in Scottish Leaders over the last 3 to 5 years, Alan, is £55,000. So just bear that in mind. On the no-fee side of the no-win, no-fee contract, Alan, because you are deemed as a vulnerable client, if you are unsuccessful with your case, we will never come looking for our fees from you. Our insurance policy and our insurance cover will cover all of our fees, our end. It's a genuine no-win, no-fee. Is that okay, Alan?
Yeah, that's great, yeah.
Perfect. Do you understand those two options that you've given me, sir?
I do, yes.
Are you still happy for me to continue with your case, Alan?
Yes, I am, yes.
Perfect. Thank you very much, sir. You have what's called, from the day you signed any documentation with us, Alan, which was, one second. You signed a document on the 10th of March. You have what's called a 14-day tool and off period from that date. What that means is after 14 days, we will actually start working on your case from the date you signed. And you have the right to walk away and rip up any agreements you have with us without us, either of us incurring, you know, you not incurring any cost for us, not much cost, if you like. Obviously, we're about to start in our largest body of work for you, which is the gathering the evidence piece. If you're unaware of the 14 days from the 10th, I can restart that for you from today. Or alternatively, if you're happy with our fees, happy with us as a lawyer, you have the right to waive that 14-day turn-off period and we can get started on your case. And that's entirely up to you, Alan.
Yeah, I'll just waive it. I'm pretty happy, but it's good.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Alan, you have my number now. Obviously, you rang back into the office and you saved this office. Leave this number as Michael. If you need me, please give me any questions. We wait for you now, Alan. So if you need us, just give us a ring. I'll be in touch every 4 to 5 weeks, either with an email or a phone call to let you know how I'm getting on. And I'll write to you in the next 3 weeks with all my contact details.
Lovely.
Is that okay, Alan?
Yeah, that's fine. That's great, yeah.
Do you have any questions for me, sir?
No, that's fine.
Okay, buddy. Well, thank you very much, Alan. Thanks for being brave and talking to me today. And we'll get off and start working on gathering your evidence.
Very lovely. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. If you need us, buddy, just give us a call.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, I will do, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Speak to you soon.
Great. Bye now.
Bye. Bye-bye.